Ramayana, Act 3, Chapter 12. Ravana exhibits his prowess. Scene 5. Ram battles Ravana. Part 1. In the meantime, the other powerful Rakshasa commander, Surantaka, had been slain in a duel with Angada. Now Ravana alone remained among the Rakshasa heroes. He was consumed with rage. Looking around at his devastated army, he saw Ram and Lakshman fighting in the distance. The demon ordered his chariot driver to go toward the princes. As his chariot moved across the earth, it gave off a sound like the rumbling of a thousand thundering clouds. The ground shook and monkeys fled simply from hearing the terrifying sound. The demon king took out a brilliant arrow, placing it on his bow. He then invoked a missile presided over by Rahu, a malevolent and powerful enemy of the gods. Ravana released the fearful weapon, which then annihilated the monkeys by the hundreds of thousands. Blazing steel shafts sped in all directions, dispersing Ram's army, just as the sun disperses the morning mist. No one dare face the Rakshasa king as he rushed towards Ram. Seeing the demon approach like an onrushing comet, Lakshman sped innumerable arrows towards Ravana. Those arrows could hardly be seen as they screamed through the air. But the demon displayed astonishing dexterity and cut them all down. Ravana went straight past Lakshman and approached Ram. He loosened a shower of arrows on Ram, which were like venomous serpents with flaming heads. Ram stood on the battlefield like an immovable mountain. He immediately countered Ravana's arrows with crescent-headed shafts, cutting them to pieces. Ravana continued to send volleys of arrows at Ram, and the prince replied with an equal number of his own. The sky was filled with arrows resembling the flocks of golden birds. Ram and the demon circled each other from left to right, each fixing his gaze upon the other. They appeared like death personified and Yamaraj himself, meeting for a violent encounter. They completely covered the sky with their arrows and caused a shadow to envelop the battlefield. Both kept their bows bent to a full circle, and both moved with great speed, keeping their weapons trained upon the other. Ram's blazing golden armor deflected Ravana's shafts, while the demon's impenetrable mail rendered Ram's arrows ineffective. Seeing his arrows falling uselessly to the ground, Ravana sent a dozen fierce shafts which pierced Ram's brow. With those golden arrows protruding from Ram's head and producing profuse blood, Ram appeared to be wearing a shining crown decorated with a red garland. Impervious to the pain, Ram invoked the Rudra Astra, presided over by Shiva, and sent a fearful hail of flaming arrows at the demon. They struck Ravana on every part of his body, seeking out his vulnerable points. But the demon's celestial armor again repelled the shafts, and they entered the earth, hissing like furious snakes. Ravana then invoked the fearful Rakshasa weapon, imbuing it with his own enormous personal power. As he released it, all kinds of strange missiles sped toward Ram. Some had the heads of terrible lions with wide open mouths, and others had the heads of wolves, jackals, donkeys, boars, dogs, alligators, and venomous serpents. Ravana's mystic weapon produced a frightening and discordant sound, assailing Ram from every side. Unshaken, Ram moved with great agility and dodged the shafts as they fell. He dropped to one knee and took out a blazing golden arrow, fitting it onto his bow, and he invoked the Agneya Astra. With that weapon, he produced arrows of every description. Some resembled the radiant sun, others the moon, and others appeared like blazing meteors. Some fell like flashes of lightning, and some were flaming crescents. Others rose into the sky like shining planets, descending to the earth like brilliant constellations fallen from heaven. Those divine arrows struck down all of Ravana's missiles, which were killing the monkeys all over the battlefield. Ravana blazed up in anger as he saw his wonderful weapons being neutralized. He took out another dreadful missile, which had been fashioned by Maya, the architect of the celestial doom demons known as Asuras. Ravana charged the weapon with the potency of Rudra and fired it into the sky. At once there dropped from all sides innumerable flaming pikes and maces, along with massive iron clubs. Mystical nooses and thunderbolts fell upon the monkey army, accompanied by a piercing gale, like the wind which blows at the end of a yuga. That demoniac weapon began to annihilate the monkeys. A vast number of blazing missiles directed themselves at Ram, who responded by invoking the Gandharva weapon. Immediately, countless arrows swept like a sheet across the entire battlefield. Without striking any of the monkeys, the arrows struck and disabled Ravana's missiles. All of them were cut to pieces and fell to the earth. But without a second's delay, Ravana employed the Surya Astra. It brought into being a stream of large, brilliant disks which flew from Ravana's bow. As they rose into view, they lit up all directions as if 100 suns had risen on the battlefield. Ram stood firm and pierced every one of those disks with his own shafts, charging them with a force equal to that of Ravana's weapon. They split apart the flaming missiles and rendered them harmless as soon as they left Ravana's bow. As Ram countered his missile, Ravana sent 10 barbed arrows which pierced the prince all over his body. Enraged, Ram instantly responded with 100 of his own arrows, which thudded deeply into Ravana's limbs. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.